NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. President Biden called Democrat Raphael Warnock after a Senate primary victory last night. In a tweet, the president said he called Warnock to congratulate him on defeating Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Biden also said, quote, Georgia voters stood up for our democracy, rejected ultra-MAGAism, and most importantly, sent a good man back to the Senate, end quote. COVID, flu, and RSV cases are overwhelming the nation's hospitals. Doctors say most kids can stay home, but there are some warning signs you have to watch for.
If you see your child having a lot of trouble breathing or breathing really quickly, if they're having complaints of chest pain.
Dr. Jason Bowling with the University of Texas Health System says that could mean it's a serious infection. The U.S. and U.K. are teaming to create a new energy partnership. The U.K.-U.S. Energy Security and Affordability Partnership will aim to reduce global dependence on Russian energy and also focus on energy security, efficiency, and affordability. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.